This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Beliefs can do. They're just these massive chains, these massive obstacles, but they're all invisible. They're just in our mind. You know, the good news is that identifying and changing these limiting beliefs can open the door to a world of possibilities, personal transformation, peak performance, joy, and happiness. You know, so let's take a look at the impact of limiting beliefs. Well, they stifle growth, right? Because if you have a belief that you can't do something or you're no good at something, you're not going to attempt it. And when we attempt and step out of our comfort zone is basically our limiting beliefs. And if we stay within our comfort zone, we're not going to grow. We're not going to grow personally or professionally. And that can be just horrible for anybody who just wants to enjoy life at a higher level. They reduce self-confidence, right? Because as we stay within our comfort zone, we may be okay with the information within it, but anything outside our comfort zone, which again is those, you know, invisible fence. It's like, I don't know if you ever have a dog, but they have the invisible fence, the dog gets close to it, gets shocked, moves back. Well, that's what our limiting beliefs are like. We get close to the edge of our invisible fence and we get shocked with fear, with hesitation, with doubt, with lack of self-confidence, and we retreat back. The problem is, as we retreat back, that invisible fence retreats with us. So the more we retreat back, the smaller our comfort zone gets. And then the more our self-confidence gets diminished. We have missed opportunities because we literally either will say no to them or we will not see them. Limiting beliefs create the scotoma, a blind spot, so that will not allow us to see beliefs. So you may be on LinkedIn, Indeed, or something, looking for a job, and there it is, a perfect job that you would love to have, but you don't believe you can do it. You will not see it, but you'll because your limiting beliefs will create a focus for what you look for. You'll find that which is at or below your level, but you will not see the stuff that is above it. And this can really have significant effect financially and personally when you just cannot see those opportunities. And then we have this negative self-talk that coincides, you know, hand in glove with our limiting beliefs. Well, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. They're not going to hire me. I'm a male. I'm a female. I'm foreign. I'm an American. Whatever it is, we get these negative self-talk to keep supporting our limiting belief. And then all of that leads to limited success, however you define success. If you define success as getting raises and promotions, then your limiting beliefs will inhibit that. You won't be able to achieve it, or you will achieve it in a smaller percentage than you thought. So these are just some of the things, but think about it. You know, you're stifling your growth, reducing your confidence, you're missing opportunities. This one is fascinating because you literally will not see the opportunity if you're looking online. Or if somebody is telling you and presenting you an opportunity, you will just shut down and not even hear it and go, okay, thank you, and move on. All of this is because of limiting beliefs. So what we can do to identify it is self-awareness, right? Just be aware. We can use the model, the TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. So the question is, what leads to the thoughts? Well, that's our beliefs. So we can start looking at, here's our thoughts. Be aware of those. And just be aware of them. We're not asking you to do anything else. Just be aware of them. But then you can challenge your thoughts and challenge the situations and put yourself in challenging situations to see how you respond. And that's, you know, one of the C's in mental strength is challenge. That means continually buck up against or step out of your comfort zone. You will not succeed all the time with whatever you're trying to do, but that is the whole point, because we grow through our failures. We grow and keep going. So in identifying the limiting beliefs, we just want to be aware of where we are starting to hold ourselves back. The self-talk, well, I'm not good enough. They're not going to hire me. I can't lift that. I'm not going to ask this person out. And then in addition, we want to purposely put ourselves in challenging situations and observe our self-talk. Then after those happen, we can self-reflect, like, is that really true? Was that thought really true? More importantly, who would I be without that thought? What could happen if I didn't believe that belief and I took action? So then we can start doing self-reflection. And if you have significant amounts of limiting beliefs that are very impactful on your life, it may be worth doing this self-reflection every day. Think of three situations that made you feel perhaps uncomfortable. What were your thoughts doing about it? And then just reflecting on maybe some possible alternatives. And feedback from others and also feedback from yourself, right? One of the things that I coach clients on is when they have a limiting belief is to prove themselves wrong. So I can't get this done. Prove yourself wrong. Look in the past to see when you got something done and prove yourself wrong that you can do it. So we want to take these actions, and feedback from others, especially a coach, can help tremendously in challenging you with your limiting beliefs. We all have them. I have them. We all have them. The key is, though, how significant are they in holding you back from reaching your human potential? So changing your limiting beliefs is challenging, right? Prove yourself wrong. Is this belief really true? Byron Katie has a process of four questions. It's called the works. Is this true? How do you know it's true? Who would you be without that thought? This is an awesome technique. When you have a thought, who would you be without that thought? Who would you be if you woke up with amnesia and didn't know that you couldn't succeed? What would you do? Or who would you be without that thought? You want to really challenge them. And this is where coaching comes in really handy. I challenge my clients all the time on their limiting beliefs and then ask them to go out and prove themselves wrong. And they do. And then that belief is shattered. Replace with empowering beliefs. So one of the things that we can do is mentally replace it. So instead of thinking this, I want to think that. We can write them down. We can visualize them. We can see ourselves performing the way we want to with a new empowering belief. We can do affirmations. There are many ways to replace a disempowering belief with an empowering belief. But effective is like, okay, I'm going to get rid of that. I'm going to pick that weed up out of the garden, which is a limiting belief, and I'm going to plant an abundant flower. And that would be replacing it with an empowering belief. Visualization is a tremendous way. So you would visualize yourself acting as if you had the new empowering belief. And when I say visualizing, it's just not seeing. You would see what you would see, hear what you would hear, feel what you would feel through that when you have the new empowering belief. And you want to teach your unconscious mind that that is the new you. You have this new empowering belief, and you're going to run these dress rehearsals in your mind so that when you stop visualizing and go out into the world, you will act as if it is true, because it is true. Affirmations. We talked about that briefly. So when you combine visualization with affirmations, and we want to make sure the affirmations aren't so out of touch with reality that you just know they're a lie. We can say things like, every day and every way I'm getting better and better, which is true, which is an empowering belief, instead of saying, I'm not afraid of anything. First of all, that would be a wrong way to say an affirmation, because what we're saying is what we're not. I'm confident in all that I do. Maybe that might be a good one, but we can work with affirmations, visualization, to replace the limiting belief with an empowering belief. And then when you have that in place, you can go ahead and challenge your beliefs or prove yourself wrong. Seek support, friends, coaches, audios, videos, any, you know, YouTubes are great, of full of different information on how to change your limiting beliefs. NLP, cognitive behavior, all of these, new thought movement, all of these are ways, law of attraction, of changing a disempowering belief with a empowering belief. You could put a whole slew of tools down and use one on Monday, one on Tuesday, a different one on Wednesday, right? Use each one of those tools every day of the week, and you will have a variety of ways of approaching your beliefs. Then you have to take action, right? Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to action, leads to results. Without action, it's nothing, you can't support it. So you want to take action to produce a result that equals the new empowering belief. Even if you only succeed 10%, that 10% empowers the new belief. We don't want to look at the 90%, but the 10%. And we can only way we can get feedback is by taking action. So keep in mind, right? Limiting beliefs are just again, that invisible barriers. There's those chains. It's that electronic fence that shocks us and keeps us in our complacent zone, our comfort zone. And with self-awareness, right? And determination and the right strategies and the right help, you can identify and change these beliefs to unlock your full potential. It is possible. You look at every successful person, whether it's in sports, whether it's in business, in relationships, they all had limiting beliefs, which they overcome. If they can do it, you can do it. And remember that personal development is a lifelong journey. And this is what we're talking about here, personal development, human potential. And as you challenge and change your limiting beliefs, you'll discover new horizons of possibilities and experience personal transformation like never before. But this is up to you to put in place what I've talked about here, either with a friend, start a group, you know, a limiting or a empowering belief group on Meetup. You meet once a week, challenge each other, work with a coach. There are so many ways where you can just help your growth and help the growth of others. You know, embrace the process, really, and watch yourself just flourish and grow. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, please visit warriormindcoach.com. There you'll find other useful information, other podcasts, other blog posts, ways to contact me, and also a way to request your introductory breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Challenge and change your limiting beliefs, you'll discover new horizons of possibilities and experience personal transformation like never before. But this is up to you to put in place what I've talked about here, either with a friend, start a group, you know, a limiting or an empowering belief group on Meetup. You meet once a week, challenge each other, work with a coach. There are so many ways where you can just help your growth and help the growth of others. You know, embrace the process, really, and watch yourself just flourish and grow. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, please visit warriormindcoach.com. There you'll find other useful information, other podcasts, other blog posts, ways to contact me, and also a way to request your introductory breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.